I reared one boy, and his clothes had to be ironed just right if he wore them. If I couldn't iron them right, he sent them, he got somebody that ironed them where they had to be right. And he's up in his late 50s now, and he had never lost his pride. But he'd taken that from his daddy. His daddy never lost his pride. He always wore those white, nice-looking shirts and a tie, and whenever he went to church, he was supposed to fix up. So he didn't lose his pride.
You mentioned the word dress up. Now that...
Put on the best clothes.
Uh-huh. You could say that about either a man or a woman.
Man or ladies, that's right.
Okay. What did you used to carry your coins in? What people used to carry money in?
Their purse, their pocketbook, they called it then. And I suppose it's different. Well, the pocketbook is made different to what it used to be, isn't it?
How's that?
The little pocketbook used to be made with leather, and it would snap on the top. Mm-hmm. And now it's a folder.
Mm-hmm.
You put the bills down, it's a billfold now. Mm-hmm. And people used to use pocketbooks.
I see. What would you call something that a woman might wear around her wrist?
Wrist watch.
Okay.
A bracelet.
Okay. And what about something, a lot of things strung, little things strung together that she might wear around her neck?
Beads.
Okay, you'd call that a...
locket or something of that kind.
Yeah, but talking about beads, you'd say a what? A
strand of beads.
Hmm?
Strand of beads.
Okay.
S-T-R-A-N, I guess. Strand of beads.
And what did men used to wear to hold up their pants?
Galluses. Suspenders, this.
Uh-huh.
But the most of people would say gallus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they said gallus, but they're suspenders.
Uh-huh. What would you call this one of them?
Well, you see the fashion in the back, and they'd come around and fasten to the pants here.
Uh-huh.
You had to have the two. If you wore them, you had to have two, you know.
Uh-huh.
They'd cross in the back and come down and fasten. So, they just wore the one suspender.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, it was all on each, they was made together in the back, but would come on each shoulder. Mm-hmm.
And suppose you had a lot of company over and you didn't have enough beds for the children, you might make a...
pallet.
Okay.
That's the way people used to do. We used to visit a lot at night.
Mm-hmm.
And people would bring their children.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had to just be impossible to have beds for all my family and their family too. Just would have to make... there'd be more than one bed on a stead, and we'd take, the beds wasn't large, they didn't have innerspring mattresses like we have today.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have two and three mattresses on one bedstead probably.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd take a mattress off of that and put it down on a quilt and fix a place for the children to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes grown people would sleep on a bed.
But usually with children? Or?
The children usually would prefer the pallet.
Mm-hmm.
But I never make pallets now. People just don't visit like we did when I was a child and on up after I married a while. We don't visit like that at night.
Yeah.
We have cars and can go back and do so quick and
mm-hmm.
so far. And used to we went in wagons and whenever we went 8 or 10 miles, we couldn't stay any length of time just to get up and go at daylight and